This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N like November, N like November, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding William Vanderhart, V like Victor, A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth 4-8-1937. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Vanderhart, whose last visit was June 3rd of this year. He has stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, COPD, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Today he's feeling well. He has lost 4 pounds of weight over the last year. He also fluctuates up and down, but he's stabilized 4 pounds under his last weight of 1 year ago. No recent hospitalizations or exacerbations of pneumonia. He's feeling well. He's here with his wife today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Chronic dyspnea on exertion. Intermittent wheezing. Cough without sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight the diazide 37.5/25 once a day, Symbicort inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day, Duoneb per nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. He takes Claritin, multivitamin, Zocor, Tylenol for pain, low-dose aspirin 81 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and vitamin D3 weekly, or daily, 1,000 units daily. Physical exam, weight. 221 pounds, pulse 79, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory wheezes, or not inspiratory rails in the bases that clear with cough. No wheezes or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/7/24. Creatinine is 2.15, estimated GFR 29. That does fluctuate. Last three levels were 1.86, 2.11, and 2.06. So that's just slightly higher than the last three levels. Albumin, 4.3. Calcium 10.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.4, intact parathyroid hormone is 38.6, hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We will continue to monitor labs every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than usual today in the office. We've asked the patient to check blood pressure at home with the goal 130 over 80 would be ideal. 3, COPD, currently stable, followed by Dr. Obeid, O-B-E-I-D. And 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism, also stable. We will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.